Emergency room visits are skyrocketing from the use of dangerous energy drinks. Are you next in line, suffering from fatigue, tiredness, or seeking peak performance? Real energy.
Real.
My fatigue was obliterated with a groundbreaking new product called Ultra Rush. I feel the rush, and the best part is I've got real energy for peak performance. Ultra Rush cracked the code to energy. Recently published studies show that ingredients found together only in Ultra Rush increased energy an average of 45% in patients with chronic fatigue, and athletes experienced a 40% increase in stamina. Now that's energy. Visit UltraRush.com, UltraRush.com, ALTERRush.com. Free trial samples are available for a limited time. Get moving again with Ultra Rush, ALTERRush.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Not intended to treat, diagnose, prevent, or cure disease. Results may vary.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Clovella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, superfoods, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Let freedom ring throughout the land. Let no one trade your soul for dollars, dirty hands. Demand the truth, transparency, for we must be the masters of our destiny. Let freedom ring.
Welcome. You're listening to the Know Your Rights Hour. We're here every Monday evening live at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 Central, 7 Mountain, and 6 Pacific times on blogtalkradio.com. And we are proudly rebroadcast at naturalnewsradio.com Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 noon Central, 11 a.m. Mountain, and 10 a.m. Pacific time. You are always welcome to call in by phone to listen to the show or to call in to ask a question or make a contribution. And that number is area code 646-478-0772. 646-478-0772. This is one of your regular co-hosts, vaccine rights attorney Alan Phillips. And it is with a heavy heart that I share what I think many listeners already know, and that is the passing of my wonderful co-host, Dr. Mayor Eisenstein. Mayor left us December 22nd, Monday, 2 weeks ago today, and I spoke with a family member. He was fine the night before. He woke up Monday morning not feeling well, and was gone 10 minutes later. But I am deeply honored and proud to be able to have joined me this evening, co-hosting tonight's show, which is a tribute to Dr. Meir Eisenstein, a dear and wonderful human being, friend, advocate for vaccine rights and awareness, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. And Sherry, I'm going to take just a moment here before I give you time to speak, to just to honor you, because we're here tonight primarily, of course, to honor Meir. But I want to take a couple of moments to honor you, because Sherry, as anybody familiar at all with the alternative vaccine movement knows, you are no stranger to the vaccine controversy. But neither are you a stranger to grief. And Sherry, we know that, many of us know that you lost your husband almost a year ago, a little later this month. And you lost your son just a few short years before that. So Sherry, I just first of all want to say that our hearts and prayers go out to you, because this is something I'm sure that one never gets over, but you have, in the, a way that only you can do, demonstrated just awesome courage and strength by continuing to, not only continuing to do the incredible work that you do, raising awareness about vaccines and furthering the vaccine, alternative vaccine agenda, but even taking steps to expand on that. And so, Sherry, thank you so much for being here this evening with me and with all of us that are here. And as I say, our hearts and prayers are with you and your loved ones with your losses as you are here this evening to help us pay tribute to Meir and manage our own grief with respect to that.
Well, thank you, Alan, and thank you for those kind words and for those thoughts. Yes, it's a really raw experience, and I know that's what you're feeling and many of the people that are listening and being part of this. It's I read a book. Somebody gave me a book called Understanding Your Grief, and in that book was an explanation of the difference between grief and mourning that I don't think I'd ever read before, and it really made a big difference in my path that I'm continuing to walk along here, and, you know, almost a year coming up January 15th, and so it's a rather raw time for me too. But in that book, it explained that grief is something that each person has to go through in their own way. There's no rules, there's no right or wrong, but it's what each person has to come to grips with when they experience a major loss, and that grief is a really personal thing, but that mourning is something that you do publicly, and you do it with a group of friends and family members, and what we're doing here with Meir and sharing with people who knew him personally or knew of him and loved him and what he represented, and that the mourning part is what helps to anchor you in the present and move you forward. And that if you don't do both, if you don't process your own grief in your own way and go through a mourning experience and doing it hand in hand and arm in arm and voice with friends and family members, that the healing can never be complete. And I'd never heard it explained that way before. And I think that us sharing all of these tributes to Meir will be a really good thing. I know that after Kevin died, we waited a month before we had his service, and it was a really, as much as it could be, a celebratory event. And then his birthday was March the 3rd, and we actually had a big birthday party for him. And because I think it's as important to grieve the loss and mourn it with friends as it is to celebrate a life and celebrate all of the wonderful things that Meir meant to all of us. And I'll just kick it off of this tribute. I'll start with my own little tribute to Meir, and then we can go through the calls and the letters that we got and that I remember meeting Mayor in about 2007, the end of maybe the end of 2008. I just finished writing "Saying No to Vaccines," my book, and I remember handing him a copy at the Health Freedom Expo, and he took one look at it and let out a great big laugh, as only Mayor could do. And he kind of roared and said, "Sherry, you're so much more brave than I am. I told people to think before they vaccinate, and you just plain told them not to do it. Good for you." And so over the years, we spent lots of hours on webinars and radio and sharing time together. We did years of webinars on Monday nights and got together at dinner at the Health Freedom Expo. And Mayor knew Kevin, because Kevin would go to the expos with me, and we would all have dinner together. And we spent lots of evenings together in Chicago having dinner. And as soon as I got the text message from you, Alan, that Mayor had passed, I sent a quick, short prayer to Kevin and asked him to welcome Mayor to heaven with open arms and lots of love. Because both of them were really bigger-than-life personalities, and their energy could absolutely fill a room. And I know that they're both up there beaming love and support to all of us to continue the fight for the children of Earth. And I'm a better person for knowing Mayor, and I know that thousands of people can say the same.
Well, Sherry, that was beautifully spoken, and while it's sort of interesting to me, while each of us, of course, has our own individual relationship to Mayor, whether or not it was a personal one, and our own perspective from our own interactions with him or his materials and so forth, some elements just seem to say it for all of us, and there were certainly some of those elements in there with what you just said. I stumbled on the vaccine controversy in 1991, I think. And I don't remember when, but Mayer's name would have come up early in my research days. But I had no sort of direct interaction with him that I recall specifically until doing being a guest on one of his webinars that would probably have been around 2009, give or take. And I don't even remember exactly how it came up that we were in contact with one another and talking about whether or not to co-host a radio show, but we started co-hosting this show in August of 2012. And I had just moved to Asheville, here in Asheville, North Carolina, where I had been wanting to move for many years. And all the stars lined up, so to speak, and I was able to come out here. And that was just, in one sense, a wonderful welcome for me to Asheville, even though, of course, Mayor is co-hosting the show from the Chicago area. But I just want to say briefly that over the course of the last almost 2.5 years now, that I did develop very much so a personal relationship with Mayor, and primarily through our work together on the show. But he went out of his way to reach out to me and support me on all levels, not only professionally, but personally. If something came up, he would welcome me to call him if I wanted to talk to him about anything, personal, professional, or whatever. And we had a few of those kinds of conversations. And I just had this, he was just sort of curious mix to me, a mixture of a father, an older brother, certainly a mentor, and just personal support, again, on all multiple levels. And I just, it's such a loss. But Mayer has been involved. He's been in medical practice, had been over 40 years. And I think most, if not all of that, he was in a very alternative, if not anti-vaccine position. And, of course, the vaccine controversy, to one degree or another, is as old as vaccines are themselves. But what I think of as the modern vaccine controversy, Mayer, to me, was one of the founding pillars in that. And I know that he would want us to go forward without skipping a beat. Well, we're going to skip a beat tonight and take the night out and honor him. But He is among, to me, a relatively small number of people who have really helped to build that foundation over the last few decades. That now
the rest of us are
able to step, you know, go forward from. Go ahead, Sherry.
I was just going to say we've got so many callers lined up and we've got so many emails to read. We probably ought to save our
comments
for the end. Yeah, let's just
Let's go ahead and dive in here. Let's say we start with a caller. We have a caller from area code 973. You are on the air.
Hi, Alan.
Hello.
Alan?
Yes. Hello. Can you hear me?
Hi. You could hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes. Okay. I'm gonna switch over to my phone. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Sometimes the earpiece doesn't work so well, but it's Tammy Bonner from New Jersey.
Hey, Tammy.
Hey, I got to tell you, when I saw that email, my heart just sank. I was so devastated to see that because he was the king, you know. It just really devastated me to see that. And Dr. Tenpenny, I'm very sorry for your loss that you experienced the last year, because that was upsetting to me as well, that people that are so humble and so wonderful and so courageous have had a loss like this. But we have to believe that they're in a better place. They're watching down and they're cheering us on. We must carry the torch and continue the journey. I have to say I always look forward to his notifications. Every time I got a notification about a study he would get out of a medical school, he had something to say. I passed it along to everybody I knew. I told everybody about him. As well as you, Dr. Tenpenny, I always tell people to look you guys up. And I've been on this, mission about the vaccines for several years now. It started after my children were vaccinated. But when I started researching and reading up on all this, they were about 8 and 10 years old. So I had stopped at that point. So I feel very, very fortunate that I found out what I found out when I did. Because when I read and hear and see stuff that's been going on with the vaccination program right now, it's very upsetting to me. I have customers, I hear stories about children every day that have some kind of issues. But I have to say thank you. I want to thank him very much. I guess, you know, it was his time, and he has a daughter, from what I understand, that's practicing.
Yeah. And, Tammy, I want to thank you for your comments. So with respect to this long list of people we have on callers, we're going to have to move on here a little bit and ask the other callers to please keep in mind that there's a lot of people that want to give their tributes tonight. So thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate it.
And I just want to make sure, Alan, you're still going to continue to do the show. Are you going to still be doing a show on Monday?
The show will continue. We'll talk a little bit more about that at the end of the evening tonight. And the Einstein Clinics will still be seeing patients starting back on January 19th. So I'm glad you raised that point. And the phone number, I'll go ahead and give the phone number real quick now, but it's also on Mayer's website, which is homefirst.com. The phone number is 847-329-2020, 847-329-2020. So the Einstein Clinics will still be seeing patients starting back on January 19th for those people who were, of course, wondering about that. Tammy, it's great to hear from you again, as always. And please, the show will continue.
Thank you so
much. Please call back again in the future.
And I'm very sorry, Alan. My prayers are with you, too.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that very much. Sherry, what say we read a couple of the email ones, because those will go, well, some of them are longer than others, but those will go fairly quickly. Let's read a couple of those and then go on to the next caller. Does that sound okay to you?
Sure.
Do you...
Do you want me to start?
Have those... Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, I
if
do.
You would.
Okay, so this one was from Jim Prezino, P. Prezino from Columbia, Maryland. He said, my last communication with Dr. Mayor Eisenstein I emailed on Sunday morning, December 21st at 11:36 a.m. He replied at 11:37 a.m. Unbelievable. He was so responsive and accessible. I am honored to have known him. He constantly talked about his mentor, Dr. Robert Mendelsohn. In the same way, I refer to Dr. Mayor Eisenstein as a pivotal influence, mentor, and guiding light. His light and legacy will never be extinguished. Thank you, Jim, for writing such a wonderful testament to our Dr. Mayor.
That was terrific. Here's another one from Jerry Moynihan. I am so saddened at the loss of such an honorable man, Dr. Mayor Eisenstein. He was one of the people I found who helped me make sense of what my son was going through 8 years ago. He was vaccine injured at 2 and 4 months. I felt very alone trying to figure it all out. I wasn't on social media and had zero knowledge about vaccines except that I didn't feel good about them. Dr. Eisenstein, along with Sherry Tenpenny, Barbara Lowe Fisher, and the late Dr. Robert Mendelsohn, were all instrumental in my journey to understanding vaccines and in healing my son. He will always be a hero to me. I know he touched countless lives with his wisdom and care. Thank you, Dr. Eisenstein. You are one of the great ones. I only wish I could have met you in person to thank you for all you have done and what you stood for. My prayers are with you and your family.
Wow. Wow. Well, the next one I have here, and I think I may have cut off some of Jim's message on what I was reading. He also said, I have listened to the Know Your Rights Hour broadcast since its inception of August 2012. I looked forward to listening to both Dr. Mayer and Alan Phillips. Together they were much more than each were individually. Together they provided insightful discussion on the important issues that you could not find anywhere else. I will always remember his eternal upbeat introductory response to your opening question, how are you this evening? And his ebullient response, I am wonderful, absolutely wonderful. So that was that was again from Jim, who I just read. Somehow that got a little bit cut off, and I wanted to honor Jim and to say the rest of that. I have another one here from Suzanne Stapler. She said, I learned so much from Dr. Mayer about vitamin D, probiotics, and not getting vaccinated. It helped me enormously in my master's in holistic nutrition. Most people I know don't want to listen to what I talk about. Although whenever I have a bad cold, I take that 50,000 IUs of vitamin D3 packet and I feel better after the first 2 pills. If I lived in Chicago, I would have wanted him to be my doctor. Thank you, Suzanne. That was beautiful.
I can't tell you how many times I've regretted not being in the Chicago area. I can certainly relate to that. Yeah, that was wonderful. How about we go to the phones here? We've got several people waiting in the queue here. So let's go ahead and go to, this is area code 847, and I'll bet this is Gary. Is this Gary?
This is Gary. Yes, Gary Franchi.
Gary Franchi, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for asking me to join you. You know, you mentioned Chicago, and I actually am in the Chicago area, and you know, unlike you guys really knew Mayor for a long time. I only got to know him in this last year, and I will tell you, in this last year, I got the opportunity to go to his office and actually be one of his patients. Now, I'm in my late 30s, and of course, I'm not going to be getting any vaccines, but Mayor physically transformed my body through his HCG diet protocol. Under his care, I lost nearly 100 pounds. At the beginning of December of last year, I was 308 pounds. Huh. Now, at my lowest point, 217 pounds.
Oh,
and you could now, Mayor has been a guest on my television news program a number of times, and every experience with him on my show has been just a delight, and powerful, impactful, inspiring, direct messaging, and we're broadcasting on TV to 12 million households. So, you know, having Mayor come on the program, be able to present his message has just been an honor and a privilege. And all the videos that we would then upload to YouTube get thousands and thousands of views. But the most impactful moments for me were walking to his office every couple months and getting the next phase of the diet. And the last time I was there, it was about a month, maybe about a month before he passed. And I brought my son with me. And my son is just about, he's 3 years old. And my son had a little toy truck that I just took my son out to the mall and we went and had lunch together. And he bought a little toy truck and we brought it to Mayor's office. And every time I would see Mayor, he would always remark at how much weight I'd lost since he'd seen me last. And he was just so jovial and inviting and billowing, and his presence was just—you can't even explain the life that this man possessed. It just filled the room, you know. But when he saw my son, he was so excited and so happy to see him. And we went into Mayor's boardroom, and we sat there, and we caught up on politics and the latest, you know, trends and what's happening in the world, you know. And I knew he loved sitting down and having those conversations with me, and. My son was banging the truck on the table and the wheels fell off. And Mayor just calmly reached over and tried to help put the wheels back on the truck, you know. But that's what he did, you know. He helped fix me physically, transform me. He enlightened my viewers, helped my son with his toy truck, you know. And we went off, you know, on the way. And my wife and I, we're at his funeral, and we helped with the process there, and it was just such a loss. And I only knew him for a year, you know. And I mean, I've been fighting for freedom and liberty and advocate for people to have choice in their life and their health for a long time. And meeting Mayor and having him help me, just been a beautiful thing to be able to experience being one of his patients, you know. I'm sorry.
Nothing to apologize for here. He obviously touched
you,
in many ways.
Yeah. Sure did.
Yeah.
So that's my story, and, you know, I just look forward to continuing to help further this message that he was presenting, you know. And Sherry, you've been on my program too. And actually my wife had interviewed you once too. One of my wife's first interviews. But I look forward to having you back on the program. And I know you guys have a lot of callers, so I'm not going to keep up all the airtime. But thanks for having me.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Really appreciate that. Sherry, we're close to the half hour mark here. What say we go ahead and do the break here that we are obligated to do, quick 3-minute break. And I just want to say to listeners that don't be concerned if we get close to the end of the hour and we haven't gotten to you yet, because we'll go over the usual hour long show this evening, at least here in the live show. I don't know that we'll be able to do that in the rebroadcast. But for the live show, if we need to go over the hour, we'll do that to allow anybody who wants to say something to say something, because it's worth taking whatever time that we're able to allow people to do that. So we'll take a quick break here. You've been listening to the Know Your Rights Hour this evening with vaccine rights attorney Alan Phillips and Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. And we will be back with you in 3 minutes, so please stay with us.
Emergency room visits are skyrocketing from the use of dangerous energy drinks. Are you next in line, suffering from fatigue, tiredness, or seeking peak performance? Real energy. Real. My fatigue was obliterated with a groundbreaking new product called Ultra Rush. I feel the rush, and the best part is I've got real energy for peak performance. Ultra Rush cracked the code to energy. Recently published studies show that ingredients found together only in Ultra Rush increased energy an average of 45% in patients with chronic fatigue, and athletes experienced a 40% increase in stamina. Now that's energy. Visit AlterRush.com, AlterRush.com, AlterRush.com. Free trial samples are available for a limited time. Get moving again with Ultra Rush, AlterRush.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Not intended to treat, diagnose, prevent, or cure disease. Results may vary.
The Natural News Store is now open. Hi, this is Joni Cox with Homegrown Health with some great news for your health and your budget. Visit shopnaturalnews.com to start saving money right now on superfoods like cacao, camu camu, and acai. You'll find coconut flour, coconut sugar, and hemp seeds, as well as detox products like Zeotrex, Oxy Powder, and Nascent Iodine. You'll also find survival organic food supplies and colloidal silver. Both can help you prepare for natural disasters or other events that might threaten your health or safety. As Hurricane Sandy recently taught America, just one storm can knock out the power grid and leave us all scrambling for food and medicine. We've also got amazing herbal medicine cabinets and herbal survival kits. Plus, we're the exclusive source for the all-new Natural Attitude Turmeric Extract. It's a powerful, alcohol-free, liquid form of turmeric with high absorbability. Plus, get free shipping in the USA on orders of $99 or more. A portion of all sales helps fund health freedom and food freedom initiatives. Find all this and much more at shopnaturalnews.com. That's shopnaturalnews.com.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created WebSeed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery. And our Surthrival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WebSeed.com.
We are back live with the Know Your Rights Hour. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, attorney Alan Phillips. Sherry, how about we read a couple of emails here and then go back to the phones here, because we have a few people in the queue here live. I'd like to start with one from Dr. Risa Johnson, and she says, I'm a chiropractic physician who has had 3 children at home and never vaccinated our children. I'm an advocate and provide as many resources that I can to my family, patients, and friends. I've read Robert Mendelson's book and was so excited to find Mayor Eisenstein's website. I was so impressed to hear him speak our truth. I know as an MD he must have put himself and his degree at significant risk. He was brave and educated and wasn't afraid to bring this paradigm to his patients and the public. I have used his information to assist so many young families to make better decisions for the health of their children. I will miss him and his dedication for freedom of choice in healthcare.
That's lovely. Wow. Yeah. Well, I have one from a friend of mine, probably a friend of yours too, from Mary DeBonis. Mary says that, here is my tribute to Mayor. I was so sorry to hear of his passing. What a beautiful man. Mayor Eisenstein was a gentle giant. He was so powerful, yet he never had to raise his voice for his messages supporting vaccination choice to be heard loud and clear. We have lost a strong leader, well-respected doctor, and a loyal friend and confidant. Mayor, we will miss your smile, your enthusiasm, and your strength. May you rest in peace, knowing your good work for all your parents and patients and children around the world will carry on in your honor. Respectfully, Mary.
Yeah, that was terrific.
Yeah.
Boy, I'm glad we've got people who have called in and emailed in, because I tell you, you know, we can only, as individuals, say so much, but boy, collectively, this is just beautiful.
Powerful.
Let's go to the phones. We have a caller, area code 316. You are on the air.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, sir, we can.
Okay. I was personally a friend of a doctor that was a mentor with Dr. Eisenstein, Dr. Lamar Diltz from Emporia. He was actually marketing some of his probiotics and vitamin C, I believe, but I'm a regular on his emails and listen to a lot of his YouTube. It was hugely inspirational to me to try and find the root causes of my own illness, which I believed through my own research was related to the SYN-40 virus from polio vaccines. And I was deeply shocked that he passed away, and my condolences got to not only you but all of his listeners here on the show. I just pray that in his memory we can continue this on and enlighten future generations to find safe protocols and not only to prevent vaccination in the first place, but to also reverse the vaccine-induced diseases. A lot of these children that today are going through, I know it's a horrible to not only lose a pioneer like Dr. Meyer, but also to lose the brain function and cognitive function of yourself and your brother and relatives and just everybody that's affected tragically by these pointless poisons that have been put into our society. And I hope that it's appropriate to also include the website vaccinefraud.com and reversingvids.com. My friend Dr. Carley, I think, was a great inspiration to him as well. I would hope to believe that.
Well, thank you so much. We really appreciate your call and your sentiments. Well, thank you. I think we'll, Alan, can we move on? Thank you so much, and we'll move on to our next caller at area code 815. Area code 815.
Tanya?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, yeah, I just wanted to call in and give my tribute to Mayor Eisenstein. We lived in Rogers Park, and I met him maybe around 20 years ago when I first heard of Home First and the whole home birth, all those issues. And I just wanted to say that we learned so much from him and the staff there at Home First, and I've been able to pass that on to a lot of my family and friends. We moved like 70 miles south of the city, so we didn't see him as often, but our family would make sure that we got a chance to see him every chance we got, whether he was speaking in Homer Glen or even at the Health Expo in Schaumburg. And I guess just to see his face light up and say something like, "Hey, I was just thinking about you the other day," with that big bubbly smile, you know, "I was just thinking about you when I was on the expressway and I passed your exit." And I would think, you know, like he'd even remember the name of the exit. And, I mean, I hadn't seen him in years. And he had a very unique way of remembering who you were. And whenever he'd see our family, he'd just introduce us as, "Hey, this is the family that sang at our home birth info session," or, "This is the family that we featured in the Mothering magazine." He was just so lively, so full of life. I can remember one time he stopped in the middle of a session once he spotted us out in the audience just to say and acknowledge us. And
aww.
Yeah, but more than his remembrance of me, I'll forever remember him as a doctor among doctors that revolutionized my way of thinking from the birthing process when I was in that part of my life to vaccinations, a phase that I'm still in with seven children, and the way all the way to women's health, you know, whether it was mammograms or, as he would say, mamma scams, and menopause, a phase that I'm, you know, in or am fast approaching. And for all of this, I just want to thank God for Mayor Eisenstein and his guts to stand against the norm in an effort to make sure we all reached an informed decision. And I also wanted to just give thanks to Karen and the children for sharing him with all of us these many years.
Mm.
Major hugs and kisses from the Green family to theirs.
Mm. Thank you.
That was wonderful. Thank you, Tanya. Yeah, you know, Sherry, I found myself devastated at the news, and I couldn't help but think, gosh, if this is the way it's hitting me, how is it hitting the family? And so I really appreciate Tanya giving mention there, yeah, to the family. Yeah, let's do so.
The next
caller, area code 480?
No, I think we missed one.
Okay.
Area code 773.
Where are we at?
Hello?
Here?
Yep, Alan? Dr.
Oh, okay.
Area code
sorry. Yes, go ahead, please.
Hi, it's Jen Eisenstein.
Oh, hey, Jen.
I'm
wow,
calling
great
to represent.
To have you here.
There was no way for me to tell you that it was me on the phone, but Mom wanted me to call so I could represent everyone. We're listening all over. We're, you know, our family's spread all over the place, in Chicago, but spread. So I'm calling to represent and thank you both for everything, and going to try and hold it together here for Dad. But I'm going to continue his legacy. He left me with a huge torch to bear. But that's me. I'm going to be there the 19th seeing patients.
Well, I tell you, he talked about you often on the show, would refer to you, and he is, you know, I don't know how many hundreds of miles away, but it was just so obvious from the way he spoke of you and family that family was just so important to him, and he would talk about how wonderful it is that he had at least some of his family living nearby, and refer to you, you know, in the practice
the center,
often.
The center of the universe.
Yeah, so, well, we're delighted to hear, not just for the benefit of patients that can, you know, come back, that you're going to continue the practice there. So that is wonderful news.
Yeah, we will be back seeing patients and really carrying on. You know, I'm going to be referring a lot of people your way.
Well, thank you, and please do, you know. But
yeah, absolutely. It's a big fight that can't go out.
Yeah, because one of the first thoughts that ran through my mind, you know, after getting past the initial shock, if I've even really done that yet, was, oh, my gosh, is there anyone else that people can go to in the area? Because so many people, you know, he talks about how he's now treating the children of the children he treated years ago, kind of thing. And he's such a fixture in the area. You know, if you want somebody who understands an alternative vaccine position, you go to Dr. Eisenstein, you know. And I don't know if there's anybody else, you know, that fits that description or not. But so I'm just delighted to make your acquaintance after hearing so much about you for so long, but also to hear that you are going to be able to continue the practice. So God bless you. And
Thank you. And you know, yeah, there's a lot of us have to just carry his, you know, his sentiments, his words, his, you know, that torch, because this is too important to let it just go on the wayside.
Absolutely. He would have us, you know, keep on going without missing a beat. And, you know, we're going to do that. And that's just delightful again to hear from you and representing the whole family, of course. But our thoughts and prayers are with all of you, and we'll be over the long term.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well.
And yeah, thank you for your show. And I'd be happy, I don't know what I could contribute, but I'd be happy to be on whenever you just call on us. You know, and me and Gavi are my 5-week-old baby that Dad delivered, who's sitting in the other room with Mom right now, would be happy to join you. We're kind of inseparable right now. So.
Well, Jen, thank you so much. You know, I've been in touch with your mom, and I'm happy to, you know, to be there to hold your hand. I had a lot of really good friends that were there and still continue to be there for me for this journey that, you know, you suddenly become a member of a club you had no intention of joining.
Absolutely. And, no, I know it's comforting.
And it just gets to the point where you just have to, somebody said to me early on, it's the type of work you have to do and you cannot delegate it.
That's right. And you can't prepare for it.
And me, the consummate delegator, I mean, that was a really hard lesson to learn, you know.
Right.
So we'll be there with you. So thanks for the call.
Sounds good. Thank you. Thank you for the show tonight and all that you do to really help prevent more injury to the children and the adults in this world. So, okay, we'll be in touch. Thank you.
And take care.
Well, you're certainly welcome. Okay. Thank you. And, of course, you're welcome to call in any time with any show, Jen. Well, Sherry, you want to do another read of another email or two?
Do you
want to go to the next caller instead?
Next caller, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Let's prioritize with the live callers, I guess, is what I hear you saying, and that sounds fine to me.
Well, not prioritize, but just they've been waiting for a while, so let's just area code 210.
Yes, good evening. This is Andrei Kulish speaking. You probably remember me from one of your shows when I brought one of my Swedish patients to you when you were just to show how the treatment works for autistic children in Europe.
Yes,
hello.
Yes. Delighted to hear from you.
Well, thank you very much. I just felt that I need to connect with you both. As a matter of fact, you as a torchbearer in a sense that is very visible, and Dr. Tentany, that is probably known in more places than President of the United States. our condolences of my team here to the family of Dr. Eisenstein. But the point that I wanted to make is that folks, as much as we grieve and as much as we mourn, we need to continue. And having a privilege of knowing such people or of such people like Dr. Eisenstein, we are in a way standing on the shoulders of giants, you know. So hopefully, our work will be easier. And as a matter of fact, when I met with Dr. Wakefield just here a few weeks ago, we are planning a conference in Europe. I thought that it would be highly appropriate to basically that we step into those big shoes and continue the work.
Well, thank you. That was really beautiful. Thank you so much.
Well, very welcome, and good luck. Good luck to you. Good luck to the family of Dr. Eisenstein, and good luck to me too, as a matter of fact, because there's a lot of work to be done.
Thank you.
Well, there certainly is. Thank you so much.
The next caller is caller 717.
Area code 717.
Hello, this is James Strickler. Hi, Alan.
We can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, we can hear you.
I am James Strickler from Mountville, Pennsylvania. I spoke with Alan and a nurse friend regarding her desire to work for a company, and Alan gave us good advice. I'm 66 years old and the father of 10 homeborn children, and I was first aware of my wife, actually before she was my wife, she was in nursing school, and that was just from 75 to 78. And I took her to Washington, D.C., I believe in the fall of 78, 2 years after the 1976 swine flu fiasco. And we sat in a cafeteria of a church in Washington, D.C., and listened to J. Anthony Morris tell us the details of his involvement with that. Some years later, we got married. And we bought the book, How to Raise a Healthy Child in Spite of Your Doctor, by Dr. Mendelsohn, the protege of Dr. Eisenstein. And we've been, as soon as I became aware of Dr. Eisenstein, of course, we've been buying his books and passing them out. But now I'm trying to get you to do, 64 shots? Of course, here in Pennsylvania, we have a religious exemption. None of our children, 10 of them, 5 boys and 5 girls, by informed decision-making on the part of my our registered nurse wife and myself, none of them have had any of the childhood vaccinations. None of them are ADD. Well, I'm mostly ADD, but at least I can't sit still. But none of my children have had their childhood shots. And my wife always commented, in comparison with many of the other families that came to my wife for medical advice, children didn't have the earaches and didn't have all the kinds of diseases that seem prevalent in the church and social community that my wife ministered to. And I'm personally convinced that it had to do with the fact that they didn't have shots. And I just got the text message from Carol Gauci, good midwife friend there, who I think was maybe called in, I don't know, earlier. And I'm shocked. I'm just shocked. You know, we're all going to have to raise up the standard and do what Dr. Eisenstein did so very, very, very well. And God bless you, Alan, and everybody on the show. And we're going to have to stand for truth. Buy the movie Bought for an additional understanding. Dr. Tenpenny, NVIC, National Vaccination Information Center, all those are great websites to be informed by. And God bless you all.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your call. We really appreciate it. And thank you for what you've done for your 10 kids. That's great.
My second board.
The next caller up is area code 847. 847.
Area code 847. Okay, we'll keep that person on the line. Let's try the next one then. Area code 773.
Hello.
Hello. You're on the
yes.
air.
Hi. Let me take. Hi. Oh, I've never called into a radio show. I just wanted to share a story of Dr. Eisenstein with you.
Please do.
Can you hear me? Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, about 10 years ago, I had my first child. He was 1, almost 2. And I was in L.A., where I didn't live, but my mother lived. And she was in the last 6 months of her life with lung cancer. And I was taking care of her. And I didn't have a nurse or anything like that. And, well, a nurse came by once a week. But I was taking care of my mother. She was dying, which she did pass away. And I had my child, and he was nursing. Still, I nursed until he was 4. And through all of this, I was very stressed out. And in L.A., you know, you can't get around without a car. I didn't know how to drive. It was, like, a very crazy time in my life. And I got shingles. And I was nowhere near the age that most people get shingles from. But I got shingles, and it was, more stress added to the whole situation. And my mother's doctor told me that it was very dangerous for me to have shingles around my mother, who had a compromised immune system, and I needed to put her immediately into a nursing home, and I needed to immediately stop nursing my son. And I was devastated. And I don't know, for some people that might not be a big thing, but for me it was huge. And I didn't know what to do. I didn't know where to turn to. And I remembered, home first. let me call them and let me see what they say. Maybe they can like give me some advice as to what to do and how to handle this. And so I called them, and I had never before seen Dr. Eisenstein. I had gone there for a couple years, but I had seen other doctors there. And of course, I heard of him. I knew who he was, but I never saw him because he was like, you know, the big guy. And I left a message with like, you know, the secretary or the nurse or something like this. I'm like, I don't know what to do. This is my scenario. And I didn't really like, she's like, well, you know, that's a crazy situation and we'll get back to you, you know, soon. I didn't really expect anything. And the very next day, Dr. Eisenstein himself called me and he said, you know, do not put your mother in a nursing home. Do not cease breastfeeding. You can continue these things. You just have to be very careful with your mother, be very hygienic, wear gloves, so forth. And you can continue nursing, and that's what the baby needed. And to hear it, when he called me and you hear his voice on the phone, it was like instant relief. I was so, I don't know, it just changed everything for me just to hear him and the fact that he took time out of his schedule, and I know he was so busy, to call me. He didn't have to do that. I didn't ask for him to call me. It was, he just did it, you know, and that was a perfect example of the man that he was. And how he just helped everybody, no matter what, no matter who, you know. And he's just like, he called me and he talked to me for like a half an hour. And it was just such a relief. Before that, I was bawling my eyes out constantly. And when I talked to him, I'm like, oh, my God, I can do this. I can do this, and it's going to be okay. And I loved him. He was a great person. And I'm really, really sad that this happened. And, you know, I'm really sad.
Well, thank you for sharing that story. You know, you and all the rest of us, you know, in terms of your sadness. You know,
much
he's obviously touched
family.
A lot of people in a lot of ways. And we hear the same kind of story a lot about how he just seemed to go above and beyond. He was just there to help whoever and whatever the situation was at the time. He was just the only way I can think to summarize is to say above and beyond. So thank you so much for
thank you so much
for sharing
for
that
you.
Story.
Thank you. All right, and much love to his family. I did meet his daughter one time, and I could see the love that they had, and they're so great. And I'm so glad that, you know, it's they believe in what he believed in. And things are continuing on. I'm really honestly fearful the way this country is going as to these things that should be addressed.
Okay, so I think we sort of have to hurry. I'm sorry that that kind of got cut off there, but we'd like to want to ask each of the callers, because we still have such a long list, and we can certainly go on for another hour, but can everybody sort of keep their tighten up their story to maybe a minute or two, so that we
Sherry,
can
the only,
really
the only the callers who have pressed one are ones who are wanting to speak. So there's only
there?
A few callers here. But
gosh.
So yeah, it's not all the callers here. Many people are here just to listen. But if you do want to talk, you need to push one. Okay, and as soon as I say that, now the switchboard lights up with a bunch of callers here. But I tell you what, we are coming close to the regular end of the show, and we're going to go past the end of the show today. So those of you who are have pressed one and you know want to speak, please stay on the line because we will go past the regular time here. But I need to run the exit music and do an exit, and then we'll come back right after that. So please stay with us. This will just be about a 1 minute or so break. So you've been listening to the Know Your Rights Hour this evening with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and vaccine rights attorney Alan Phillips, and we're here live every Monday evening on blogtalkradio.com at 9 p.m. Eastern. 6 p.m. Central, rebroadcast proudly on naturalnewsradio.com, Wednesdays at 1 p.m.
Let freedom ring throughout the land.
One that PM no Eastern, one pays a soul for dollars' dirty head.
Demand the truth, transparency.
For we must be the masters of our destiny.
Let freedom ring throughout the land.